Everybody's talking at me.
Everybody's talking about it.
You know, I mean, if everybody's talking about it already.
Why is everybody not talking about me for a moment? This is very concerning.
We have a lot to talk about, you know?
We have a lot to discuss.
We need to talk.
Enough talk. Let's get on with it.
Enough talk.
It's time for action.
All right. It is time for action. It's time for Coffee with Kane and...
Senor Kane.
Since when are you Senor
Kane? I don't know. I'm just trying something new out this morning. Trying something on? No?
You're Mr. Kane. I'm sorry.
Do you remember in Seinfeld when he tried to get everyone to call him T-Bone as his new nickname?
Who? Seinfeld?
Costanza.
Oh, yeah. George.
Yeah.
T-Bone. Why would he want to be called T-Bone?
I don't remember. That was just what he was doing. Anyhow.
I did
good
not.
Morning.
I was not a fan of that show.
I was. Good morning.
They were ridiculous. Good morning. Moving on.
How's your coffee?
My coffee is good. Why?
Because it's coffee.
Oh, yeah.
Coffee with Kane and Kane.
All right. Here, cheers.
Cheers.
Okay. Yeah. So, how you doing? That's my Joey. Yeah,
I'm good.
Go.
I'm good.
You sure?
Yeah. I didn't hit my snooze button this morning.
Oh, like 15 times.
I heard you.
Oh, my gosh. And you locked the cat away, so she didn't wake me.
No, I tried to get you a good night's sleep, but... Didn't happen.
No.
Sorry about that.
You were awake at some point watching videos.
At like 4.
Oh.
3:30, 4 o'clock
yeah,
I woke up.
Yeah, it was before my alarm went off.
Yeah, I heard the alarm going off. I was awake.
Yeah, I was like, what is happening? What are we talking about? I don't know why.
Do we have a thing for today?
Yeah, we have a thing for today.
A topic?
It's inspired by the fact that there was very little milk left in the jug this morning at our house.
Do you know what's happening today?
Mm-mm.
There's a couple of baseball games happening.
Yeah, that's not what we're talking about, but we can talk about that if
you want
to.
Well, let's talk about what you were talking about, the milk.
Well, okay, so I was inspired because there's very little milk left for me to make my coffee this morning.
Yeah.
I'm leaving the door open for you to explain why.
Well, I poured a glass of milk last night and then remembered that there wasn't enough, so I left some in the carton to try and appease you this morning, knowing full well I was going to have to probably go to the store today.
Well, I can go to the store. Okay. I'm a grown woman. It's just, it's the unspoken rule in our house.
What, do we leave a little bit of milk?
Even the boy knows.
Yeah.
You got to leave enough coffee or milk for mom to have coffee in the morning.
Yeah.
I don't like straight up coffee. And we don't have any vanilla Bluebell.
Sorry. Do you
I
want me to pick up a gallon of milk or a gallon of Bluebell?
Both.
Okay.
I'm just saying. No, I'm just kidding. We don't need ice cream. Anyway, so it made me think of something that I saw about California. Did you see that California has passed a new law Governor Gavin Newsom recently signed legislation that bans sell-by dates. That they have to sell it by a certain date.
How do you ban those?
Well, because the reason behind it is that a lot of us mistakenly believe that sell-by dates are when the food expires. And then we end up throwing away foods while they're still good.
I got to tell you, working in the grocery industry, you need sell-by dates. Because you have to know as the distributor that you were selling product that was in the designated time frame. So that if you buy a gallon of milk, you still have a few days to use it. Otherwise, who knows how long the cheese is going to sit in the case.
I am going to agree with you on that. So they'll probably come up with some other form of identification of the fact that the food is not good.
Maybe.
Because remember the stinky S where we would shop in Texas? And if I didn't look closely, I might get a can of, you know, Pillsbury cinnamon rolls that were expired.
Yes.
And they were still in the store. It wasn't a sell-by date. It was an expiration date, and they were gross.
We had a policy in the grocery place I worked for in another state.
You can say H-E-B.
H-E-B?
Yeah.
Yeah. So when I worked there, we had a policy for a while where if you found something that was out of date on the shelf, you could get a replacement item for it For free.
Oh,
and
so
people
the customers
would come in and shop through all of the products
looking
and find,
for something expired.
You know, so hey, this thing of cheese expired 2 days ago or whatever, and so they could get a free thing of cheese if they found the out of date one.
I wonder
one for
if
us.
They still have that policy, because listen, a lot of us would take advantage.
So there were people who that was their thing. They came into the store and that's how they did a majority of their shopping, was by going through and finding out of date items, which
I think
was
that's
fascinating.
How people feel about Plinko Plus.
You think so?
Yeah.
I doubt it.
They're going to play forever until they win. And they may continue to play even after they win and win again. I think
that
I had a double winner named Kelly.
Really?
She's probably listening right now. Hi,
Kelly.
Hi, Kelly. So, anyway, the new law aims to combat food waste by printing only expiration dates on foods to avoid the confusion. And I think you're right. I think it's going to mess stuff up.
So they're going to put an expiration date on it, just not a sell-by date?
Yeah. I disagree.
Can we not just educate the population and say if it says sell-by on this day, you got about 7 days?
Okay, I'm going to say something here, and it's...
I'm going to educate the population.
It's an people are stupid, babe. People.
We can fix this.
Some people don't listen to folks like me on the radio.
I am going to charge this windmill.
Oh, okay.
And I am going to educate the population. A little advice from your Uncle Dave, friends.
Okay. Thank you so much, Mr. Kane. That's awesome. Thank you for trying to educate. You don't work in grocery.
No, but I do have a pulpit. You never know.
You do. I challenge you to
find a scripture verse
that
supports that.
Find a sermon on sell-by or expiration dates.
Oh, I could do expiration date sermon.
Sure.
Yeah, I could probably.
You're gonna run
that
out
off.
Of time because the rapture's coming.
I'm gonna rattle it off right now.
All right. So here's another thing I was gonna ask you about. Have you seen on social media the bro test?
What? No.
The bro test.
You know me. I'm not social media savvy.
That is a lie. You are a liar.
That's not true.
Pastors are not supposed to lie. You are social media savvy, and you tell stories if you say you're not.
All right,
but,
how about
by
I
the way,
I don't do the Reddit and the TikTok.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I know. TikTok is a time sucker. I understand that about you.
Absolutely.
You will just scroll for hours. I could get you one of those little scrolling rings that they have that help you scroll without having to touch the screen. Have you seen that?
Yeah, because I need that.
Okay.
That's just what I need.
You can get me one for my birthday coming up. So the bro test video is where you set out a loaf of bread, a set of tongs, a drill. Oh, what was the other thing? There was another thing, too. I don't remember what the other thing was. Oh, a baseball or a softball or whatever. Okay, so the first thing is, if I set a loaf of bread, an open loaf of bread in front of you, what would you do with it? Like, what do you do? When I say, put the bread away, what do you do?
Pick it up, twist it, and put a tie on it.
Okay. Pass the test on that one. Second thing, the baseball. You pick it up, what do you do with it?
Throw it.
Okay. Again, two, you pass the bro test. Three, set of tongs. You pick them up, what do you do with them?
Usually laundry.
Tongs?
I'm kidding. It was a joke. If you pick up are they clean or dirty? You want me to put them away? Am I going to use them in a salad?
They're clean. Just the clean tongs. What do you do with them? You
put them in the drawer. Or you use them for food.
Okay. I'm saying when you first pick them up, what's the first thing you do with a set of tongs when you pick them up?
You close them or open them?
Yeah, you go boop, 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 boop. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to test them. Doot, doot, doot. You got to... pinch
make sure they're tonging.
Yes.
Can
okay.
we make that into a verb?
Pass the test. Tonging? I don't know, maybe. And then the last thing is a drill. Drill's sitting on the counter. You pick it up. What's the first thing you do?
Make sure it's yours.
No.
You
got to test it.
You hit the button. Make sure the battery works.
Why didn't you say make sure it's yours? I'm setting these things in front of you in our house.
Well, you know, and make sure it's my drill.
our drill.
We have an hour drill and we have a my drill.
We do have multiple drills, but which one's yours?
The red and black
the
one.
The newer ones?
The red and black one.
They're all red and black.
I know.
Oh, see, yeah. This joking thing with me is like,
you're slow
going
today,
over
babe.
My head. I know. I told
it's
you
right.
I slept.
Try and keep up.
Any more coffee? Anyway, so yeah. You passed the bro test. All right,
good.
I know that when you first pick up a drill, the first thing that you do is you test it.
Unless I know that I'm already using it and that I don't do
well,
that every
but
time
if I
pick
this
it up.
Is the test. I'm setting these four things in front of you.
Okay.
Oh my gosh. Why are you making this more complicated than it has to be?
Well, I try. You know?
You're a bro, that's what.
Yeah.
That's why.
Hey, bro.
It's a bruh.
You know, bruh.
It's supposed to show you're a typical bro or not based on how you interact with common items. I don't know if you know this about me. If I get a loaf of bread and it has a twist tie on it, I throw the twist tie away and I go dig one of those clippy things, the bread clip, out of the drawer and put that on it. Because I hate twist ties on bread.
I didn't even know we had those.
What were we messing with the other day that I was taking? Oh, it was the new cord for an antenna for the television.
Mm-hmm.
And it had twist ties on it, clearly from China, because they were defective and I couldn't figure out how to get them off at first. And the twist, and it's still not coming off. That's why I don't like twist ties on bread. I like bread clips.
And 28 years of marriage, this is something I didn't know about you.
I don't like twist ties on bread. They're dumb.
So I guess the twist tie wedding ring that I was going to wasn't good enough. Nah, it explains it. That's why you wanted a diamond.
Yes. I wanted a diamond and not a twist tie. No, that's a cigar band.
Oh, yeah, well, maybe we can get
you know, there's an old story. I don't know if it's true or not, about Molly Brown. Remember the unsinkable Molly Brown and how the first thing he put on her hand was a cigar band because he didn't have a ring. And then he went back on their anniversary one year and got her a ring that was diamonds and rubies and stuff that looked like the Indian head on the cigar band.
Hmm. That's pretty...
I would like one of those, please.
All right.
You call Tom at Diamonds and More Jewelers and make that happen for me, okay, baby?
Well, I just will make sure it's a plain cigar band that I start with, and I won't have as many diamonds and rubies.
Good thought.
Yeah.
All right. So I mentioned earlier that I thought maybe we could play Plinko Plus while you were here.
Mm.
So
that would be so much fun.
Okay, well, you stick around and we'll play Plinko Plus, okay?
Yay.
All right, you can't call yet because I don't have the call screener set up yet, y'all. So stick around. We'll play Plinko Plus with Mr. Kane in the room. He'll be way more. You'll be way more excited than the people who are playing, I'm thinking.
Mm.
No?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. Can you just give me like a yay real quick?
Yay!